Hi, you're listening to the first ever episode of Choni Core. I'm your host, Anushka Sinha, a pediatrics resident at a children's hospital in New York, which we affectionately call Choni. This podcast is inspired by StoryCorps and aims to give our adolescent oncology patients an opportunity to be interviewed by their parents or guardians while in the clinic or hospital, and to share a short clip of their conversation with our larger community. Names might be changed to protect our patients' privacy depending on their preferences. In this first episode, I recorded 10-year-old Jake talking to his mom about his evolving passion for food.
I used to have this mindset, so I'm gonna eat and I'm gonna eat fast so I can go play. And every time I eat, I say I will do that. But if like my mom cooks like fried chicken or fries or something I like really love, I will sit right there, watch a movie and eat it. But rather than that, I just say I'm gonna eat fast, I'm gonna be finished with this and I'm gonna go play. Because I thought food was just wasting my time. But I literally thought that, but many kids do, but
it's like a chore that you have to just complete and get over with.
Exactly. When I was young though.
So what changed?
I started to taste new flavors. I started to make my own food. See how that came out. My mom started showing me the basic skills you need. She started showing me how you make stuff, like basic food. And seeing all of that just fascinates me. Just put some stuff in a pot sometimes and it just come out so good. And thinking about that, I mean, like, say, like, food is not just something that appears there. You have to put work into it and everything. You gotta do a whole lot. So each plate of food, effort goes into it. So,
from what I have noticed, his food, his likeness for food changed when we came here, and he was on the dexamethasone.
Yeah.
So he was like in a very, and he also had mouth sores. So choosing a particular food was very important because so that it wouldn't affect his the mouth sores. Yeah, and because of his anxiety and everything, he had to like really be careful what he's eating. And that's when he learned like different flavors and and try to eat what works for him.
Right.
And that's when he started experimenting. That's when we all started experimenting with different types of food.
And
that would help with his symptoms, his nausea, his mouth sores.
I noticed like almost my whole family now, like takes, like my close family, like me, my mom, my dad, and my two sisters. Not my mom. My mom was always cooking. But my dad now, he's getting into it a little. And my sister is learning how to cook more stuff. And same with me.
Since when you've been having, when you were on the steroids, you've been having cravings for certain foods.
Yes, you're right.
That's when you became more interested in actually learning to cook the food.
Because I'm so, like, when you're gone,
and
what do I do?
Particular, more particular with the taste. Yeah, I think that's where it's
and
going.
Now I have like very high standards for food.
That's a very interesting side effect of the steroids.
Yeah.
Culinary skills.
It led him to realize his love for cooking. I just want to say a bit that since we've been through this experience, that you've been very, very brave. I've admired you.
You too.
I've admired your strength. Even when I have been feeling like this is my weak point, I look at you and you're so brave and you never let it bother you. And you always, you give me strength. You make me feel better when you're always being strong.
Thank you. You make me feel better when you are strong.
And I love you so much.
I love you too.
And we're gonna get through this together.
By God.
By God's love, yeah.
Thanks to Jake and his mom for sharing a piece of their conversation with us, and thank you all for listening to Choney Core. If you have any questions or feedback on the podcast, please send me an email at choneycore@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great day!